This is KUT. Research is finding that adult stem cells are showing a lot of promise, especially in helping to regenerate muscular and skeletal tissue. This is all without the sticky theological issues raised by embryonic stem cells. But hundreds of clinics around the country, and dozens here in Texas, may be jumping the gun by offering unproven treatments. Michael O'Brien reports.
If you search online for Texas stem cell treatment, one of the first results to pop up is the Innovation Stem Cell Center in Dallas. Click around on the site and you'll eventually find a list of disorders where stem cell therapy hasn't been approved, but the clinic is offering to give it a go. It includes pulmonary disease, Parkinson's, MS, even erectile dysfunction. Just below the list it reads, "If you do not see your area of concern, please contact us for availability." Professor Christopher Scott says this is a red flag. Scott is a bioethicist with Baylor College of Medicine.
It's really interesting to go to these sites and go to the pull-down menus on disease, for example, and you'll get everything from autism to zoster. And all you have to do is click on whatever it is you think you have or you do have, and then they will give you some sort of quote-unquote treatment.
While adult stem cells offer a lot of promise, they've been approved by the FDA to treat only a limited number of ailments, mostly cancers. A new study has cataloged the U.S. clinics practicing what they call unapproved stem cell treatments. Of the 570 clinics on the list, 72 are in Texas.
Some of those clinics are definitely on the edge, so to speak.
That's Dr. David Harris with a clinic here in Austin. He's been treating muscular and skeletal injuries with stem cells for a few years now. His clinic is on that list, but he says the evidence for what he does is robust. He's wary of being lumped in with the clinics claiming to treat, say, neurological conditions.
I actually agree with the bioethicist to a certain point, because there is a need for much more research when anybody is touting that their treatment fixes a systemic disease.
As Dr. Harris and others continue their research, insurance companies are staying on the sidelines. Just like with other unapproved treatment, they're not covering the costs. Baylor bioethicist Scott says people should also watch out for clinics who post too many patient testimonials. They may tug at the heartstrings, but
anecdotes are not science. The ones who are doing it the right way often say nothing about the therapeutic claims of their products. That's in stark contrast to claims that this is going to get you up out of your wheelchair.
Scott wants to be clear. There are definitely good researchers out there doing valuable work, and some of them could be at these clinics. But research doesn't mean results are guaranteed. Michael O'Brien, KUT News.